Twinkie. Oh, she got one hand on the wheel, another hand on the Twinkie. Oh, little Trotsky in the back, sucking on some beef jerky snack. Have you ever been on the road,
baby, on the road
with Madge Weinstein? Been on the road, Madge Weinstein.
I'm still Madge Weinstein. I'm still a fat lesbian. Right now I'm in a car. Am I into airplane mode? Yes. I'm in airplane mode at the beginning of this program. So it should be okay. I'm inspired by a dumbass. You have a dumbass on I-75 to thank for this program. Driving slow in the left lane on an interstate. I don't understand how anybody can be that fucking stupid. I really don't. I mean, it's bad enough in Miami, but in Miami, you know, I figure, you know, half the people at least have never even gone to driver school because they're from, like, Nicaragua or something. You know? But here, all they're doing all day is driving. How do they not know that you don't just hang out in the left lane and block traffic? How the fuck can somebody be that stupid in their brain that you're like, oh, I'm in the left lane. There's cars behind me. Oh, there's a car that's going the same speed as me next to me. Nobody can pass me. So I'm holding up traffic for the next 20 miles behind me. But I'm a dumbass. I'm an American fucking dumbass. I'm an idiot. I don't know how to think. Oh, and speaking of, there's a fucking Trump sign. Oh, my God. I drove here from my home in Fort Lauderdale. I drove through Abortion Alley, which is, the big stretch of highway that goes across Florida. And pray for our nation. Take our country back. Yeah, okay, bye. I saw one sign that said secede, hashtag secede. But so, let's see, where was I besides fat? Girdle. Yeah, there's all these signs about abortion on that stretch of highway for some reason. The most impressive one for me was one that said, "The life inside you is not your body." And it shows a picture, of course, of a baby or a fetus in a womb. The life inside you is not your body. In other words, but the problem is it's in your body. So to get at it, they have to go through your body. To get out, they have to go through your body. It's a bit more complicated than that, morons. Can't help it. Yeah, I understand. Pro-life people believe they have a faith that tells them that that's a life inside them and all that shit. But, whatever. And I drove through Orlando and then I wake up this morning in my hotel room in, somewhere in North Georgia, that there's a shooting in a gay club in Orlando. I think 20 people died, they said. Here's what I was thinking. Obviously, nobody's going to outlaw guns because they're American. And I don't even know if that would work anyway in a situation like this. Are guns legal in France? I'm just curious. Because they had that huge shooting there. I'm just curious if guns are legal there. I could Google it, but not now. I'm driving. I have to have this thing in airplane mode. I don't really care. I mean, I do, but I don't. But so here's what I was thinking. You know, the main recruiting tool... excuse me, girl. Girdle, I mean. Oh, here I am. Dalton, Kentucky. Or no, Dalton, Georgia? It's either Georgia or Tennessee. I'm not sure if I'm in Tennessee yet. Dalton. So, I mean, I think everyone pretty much agrees that these terrorists are being recruited by the videos that the, I guess, terrorist organizations like ISIS put out. They put them out on YouTube, and from what I've read, the reason these videos stay out there is because they're usually hosted on YouTube, and YouTube will delete them, and then as soon as they delete them, so they say, it comes right back up somewhere else, the same video, and they just can't control it. Now, here's the thing. I'm against censorship. However, you know, when something this dangerous is happening, and it's so clearly because of this horrible propaganda, I think there is it's necessary to stop it. Not by banning a broad category of videos, but by, you know, deleting certain videos that are clearly designed to hurt people in droves. Now, so what I understand is, why can't technology overcome this issue? So, okay, so here's what I'm thinking. You have a video, so some human goes in and sees this video that is a terrorist inciting thing, you know, shows people getting their head chopped off, whatnot. They delete the video. But when they delete the video, it also sets up a flag, I guess, that is triggered anytime any video is uploaded. It would trigger a sort of screening process, an automated screening process. And during this process, it scans the video, sort of like in the same way. Actually, it's very similar. If they can do this for so-called piracy, why can't they do it for terrorism? You know, it's kind of interesting that it hasn't happened yet. But so, you know how when you upload a video, if it has music, a few minutes later you get an email that says, oh, you know, this has copyrighted music, so we're, you know, doing something to fuck you. And, you know, you can post this video, but you can't have any money from it because the original. And it does this the same way like the Music Genome Progress does, project does on Pandora, where, you know, it has an algorithm that scans and notices patterns and finds something similar. Why can't YouTube do the same thing so that once they've flagged a specific video as terrorist incitement or whatever you call it, that it creates a flag in the system? I'm probably not using the right word. You know, it creates a pattern. The pattern goes into this database of things that this upload program is screening. And before the video is posted publicly, it has to get screened and compared to all these patterns of terrorist videos. So if this video gets uploaded again, the algorithm says, wait a second, this video is on our flag list. This matches the same profile as a terrorist video, which was deleted manually, so automatically delete this video. So I'm sure they could get around that, but it would take more work. You know, they have to edit the video somehow. But then the algorithm, you know, it'd be cat and mouse, but it would be a hell of a lot better than what's going on now. Maybe this is already being done, and I don't know about it, but maybe I'll research it when I get home. But I think, you know, maybe that's where technology can help in this situation. It's also upsetting because it's a gay bar, so it is a little close to home. Plus, I just drove through Orlando yesterday. Not that that means anything, but, you know, kind of does. I mean, that is literally close to home. Sorry for using literally the right way. Sorry for that. I'm sorry I'm not using my... I'm saying literally. God, don't you fucking hate people? Don't you hate people that say literally all the time? It's like it's a fucking disease. It is a thought virus. It's horrible. Literally. Literally. That's what's worse. Literally. At least some people use it wrong and they say literally. But when Webster's or whatever dictionary validated that by saying, oh, literally is now, we changed the definition so idiots can use it. I found that very upsetting. But what's worse than people saying literally is when they just say literally. Literally. I have a friend and he's a toe. And he always says, literally. And he does talk like this. But that's from, you know, 1,000 years of smoking. I have a smoky voice too, but I haven't smoked since 2002. 14 years. 14 years, no smoking for moi. Anyway, that's that. What else? My vagina itches. My ass stinks. Oh, Trotsky took a disgusting shit on the carpet at the Red Roof Inn I stayed at, yes, last night. I went to bed early, like 10, because, you know, there's nothing else to do in the middle of Ashtabula, wherever the fuck I am, was. Right now I'm going through the Smoky Mountains. Is it Smoky? No, so Ozarks, I think. I'm coming up on Chattanooga in probably about a half hour, I would think. Which is the prettiest part of the drive, because, you know, you go up and down hills, and there's lots of obese people. Obese people died for this hill. Yeah. 8675309. Maybe I'll find some numbers of abortion right-to-life things and read them out so people can call them on my drive. Let's see. What else? So, driving. Hergen, blurgen, fergen, nyergen, gherkin. Maybe we'll have a soundtrack. Yeah, I'll put on the Sirius. I remember when I used to drive down here.
As somebody who worked there.
10 years ago. And the strangest thing was when one time I stopped at a rest stop and I heard somebody listening to me on the radio when I pulled in to get gas. That was pretty cool. But that doesn't happen anymore because I'm living a life of reverse upward mobility, which means my life gradually sucks more until I die. Yeah. But at least now I have insurance, and I'm not in negative cash flow. I'm trying to pay off my bills, but it's not happening as fast as I would like. I wanted to get it done in a year. Now it looks like it's going to be 2 or 3 years. Girdle. It just feels like it feels like it's not changing, though. You know what? Oh, there's a fucking cop. Oh, he had a speed gun on. Ooh. Yes, honey. I'm glad that car in front of me stopped because I don't have the GPS on right now since I'm talking to y'all. Yeah, so I don't see the warnings from Waze. Why is it like Google has a really nice mapping thing, but it's useless. And they own Waze because they don't have any of the police information in there. So even though it's like, and I don't like the database that Apple uses, but I like how smooth the display is on their GPS. But my vagina hurts. Oh, shit. Audience, I could have had this program record my arrest, and you would have been like, they're beating her, they're beating this lesbian in Tennessee, you know what I mean? Fuckers. Anyway, that's upsetting. I'm done talking for now. Bye. Need to put this GPS back on.